It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There is a private workout that went on in Austin, Texas. Don't know if you knew about this.
Tell us about it.
So, according to Brian Davis, who has long worked in Texas and covered the Longhorns, he tweeted out that Texas left tackle Kelvin Banks had a private workout with Atlanta Falcons GM Terry Fontenot and head coach Raheem Morris in attendance late last week, and this was held in Austin.
My question to you guys is, on a scale from 1 to 10, how upset are you going to be if they take an offensive player at 15?
And that is a great question, but I'll let you answer, because we're going to do that for the wake-up call, too. Go ahead and plant that seed right now, so you can go ahead and call in, whatever you want to do. How upset would you be, or would you not be upset, if the Falcons took a left tackle in the draft?
It's. I'm going to give it a solid 7. I'm going to give it a solid 7.
And upsetness?
Yes. I'm going to give it a solid 7 of how upset I would be if they took another offensive player at 15 overall. Just simply from the fact that you mentioned you're letting go of Caleb McGarry if they were to draft an offensive tackle at 15. I have to agree with you, but I'm not. There's no guarantee that any pick coming out of the draft is just going to be ready to go in and play right tackle. So it would leave me questioning a lot of things. But they're not calling my bluff, right? I think when you look at this, I have to take it seriously. If there's reports out there that Raheem and Terry were there, like I consider this to be serious, involvement when it comes to taking a tackle at 15. So I'm so curious about the game plan here.
Wasn't Kelvin Banks the one that missed the SEC championship game?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to be happy. But I'm also not going to be angry. I'm not going to come in here with my hair on fire because it's not like they took a wide receiver. but here's the thing. Let me throw it back. Let me bounce the ball back on your side of the court. Let me volley it back over there. Let's have a little rally here. What would you be more upset if they got a cornerback or a left tackle or a right tackle or a tackle? An offensive tackle. What would bother you more? Because I think that there's part of this fan base that would be more upset about a cornerback than they would another tackle coming in here?
I would say my upset of having a cornerback would be a 5 on a scale from 1 to 10. How upset would I be? I think you need edge rusher. I think you need safety. I would not be opposed to a linebacker. Like I said, Divine Diablo, we don't really know. Kaden Ellis, last year of his deal. JD Bertrand, there's some upside there, but you're not relying on him. Nate Lamb's not here anymore. So, am I irate if they draft a corner? No, not at all. Am I a 10 out of 10 if they draft a tackle? No. But I still look at it and go, okay, well, what's the next move? Because to me, it all has to come under the same umbrella. What have you done in free agency? What have you done? You know, what are you looking at in terms of the picks after that? Not having picks after that. There's just still so many holes defensively that I think you look at and wonder, you know, who actually is going to fill in there long term, who you can develop. Like I said, I'm a 7 out of 10. If Kelvin Banks is picked at 15, I'm going to be like, really? Wow. That's pretty crazy.
We talked about the mock drafts, right? So if they were to make a trade and somehow get some more picks in this year's draft, would that be okay then if they did take a left tackle?
Okay. Sure. If you did the one that we talked about earlier, Tiff, that you mentioned with the Chargers, just say where you drop back, they traded, you swapped ones, so they got your 15th, you got their 22nd. That's a swap, that's all it is. And then you picked up their third and their fourth round picks, which would be the 86th and the 125th overall pick in the draft. You can draft Kelvin Banks twice for all I care.
That's the thing is, I think trading back by 7 picks and picking up a third and fourth rounder is best case scenario for Falcons in the draft.
Well, because you can load up, Mike.
Yes.
I mean,
and it's not like we've sat here and we've tossed around James Pierce, Ezeraku, Mike Green, Shamar Stewart. Like, I mean, the Scorton, the list goes on, and we've tossed all those guys around. Who's better? Who's not better? You can talk to any draft expert and every single one of them probably has one of those guys at the top of their list. So you're telling me going back 7 picks that we're losing out on some kind of generational player? I don't think so. So that's kind of where I'm at. Trade back if you can. I think that's the best case scenario for the Falcons. I don't believe it'll happen.
You don't. That's where people get out. They get outside of themselves because the whole generational player, you just don't 100% know. I mean, how many people thought Aaron Donald, when he was drafted at, 14 or 15th in the draft that year, how many people actually thought he was going to be a generational player? How many people?
The team that drafted?
Well, no, they didn't think generational. They thought we were getting a good player. You don't know when. I mean, you hope. I think you hope. You
yeah.
always hope, Tiff. You're
or you
right.
Look at the potential, and that's what you go on. That's what all these teams go on.
It's just such an inexact science.
The Texans fans booed J.J. Watt, and they were murdered when they drafted J.J. Watt by local media, everybody. Oh, this dude from Wisconsin, they think this guy's – and then J.J. Watt is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. How about Pat Mahomes? Remember when Pat Mahomes was drafted?
Yeah, they traded up. Yeah, they traded up.
It's like, what? What are we doing?
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Well, that not drafted really him in the 20s or whatever is not the same as drafting in the top 10.
No.
Was it 10 overall?
They if I'm not mistaken, they were like 19th or 20th, and they traded up to like 11 or 10 or something to get Patrick Mahomes.
They were not happy about that fan base.
No, well, and that's the thing. We weren't happy about Bijan, and I especially wasn't happy about Bijan or Michael Penix, but guess what? They look like the right picks now.
So, since we brought up Bill Barnwell's mock draft, the one that we didn't get to was the deal with the Dallas Cowboys. And to run this through real quick, it's a 3-team trade with the Cowboys and Browns. You have the Cowboys getting a first-round, second overall pick from the Browns, and then getting the Falcons' first-round, 15th overall pick, and then also getting a 2026 third-round pick from the Falcons. The Browns getting a first-round 12th overall pick, a fifth-round 149th overall pick, a 2026 fourth-round pick from the Cowboys, and then getting a 2026 first-round pick from the Falcons. And the Falcons, in all of that, they end up getting edge rusher Micah Parsons. This is what Barnwell has, and the reasoning is if there's any team desperate for a proven edge rusher, it's the Falcons. They played a peripheral role in my other three-way trade projection, but they're in a much more important spot here. So trading for Parsons is tough to handle, considering Atlanta's already $13 million over the salary cap, but it could move some money around as it absorbs moving on from Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. Sure.
And then, they're actually 12. They got $12 million this year. They could convert the Cousins contract, to a signing bonus.
And also, if you like you said, you could save money on McGarry, and then if you were going to go first round tackle.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Well, you ain't doing that if you get Micah Parsons. But there's so and you know if the, that's what the Parsons. But by the way, if you did that and you gave up first-round picks for the next 2 years, I would extend McGarry for another year and push money down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
On the road.
I'm going to jump in here real quick because Josh Kendall, it appears he's at the NFL owners meetings. He just put this out on X. He said, Atlanta does feel like Cousins will show up for mandatory team workout and be a good teammate if it gets to that point. That is what Coach Raheem Morris said. The tweet goes on to say, we still feel very strongly about Kirk being our backup quarterback. We still feel very, very strongly about the human. Obviously, it's a business. And that is what Josh Kendall from The Athletic put out about what Coach Raheem Morris had to say. And I imagine this is going on at because there's a coach's breakfast that goes on at the owners' meetings. You can walk up and talk to any coach sitting at their table.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin looked like he needed a towel yesterday. That poor guy, they had him at the table, and he was sweating.
Was he leaking?
He was sweating.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Well, you know, this is a comedy of errors because he's pouring sweat. And there's some dude drooling, like literally asleep in the same interview. It was brutal.
Okay, let's stay on task here.
The games continue.
Okay.
That is. You know, I just said to Mike, I said, "Hey, Mike, let me hit the ball back to you," and then you know, now you got to figure out what you want to do with it. That's what Raheem Morris and them just did with all the things you know Cousins has done in the last couple of weeks with the. Where the agents came out and said stuff, and that Raheem
was
like,
"Yeah, showing up to off-season workouts."
And now Raheem's like, "No, we know you're a great human being. You're going to do that, right?"
Well, and I said at the time, you remember the conversation? It was like, I'm over this agent. It's not the Kirk Cousins thing. I'm over the agent. The agent is making sure his name stays in the news cycle. I would venture to say that the agent's probably telling him not to go to the mandatory team events. He might be. He's saying, "Dude, like you know, like what are they going to do? Fine you?" And that's the thing is that this is going to be a back and forth. I know, but I mean, you're talking about a guy that's making however many millions of dollars this year. How much are they going to find him? You know, it's like I would rather go somewhere else where I can sign a 2-year extension or whatever, and you know, try some of that stuff out.
But apparently,
I'm with Raheem though. I think he's going
to
show
apparently
up.
Apparently, money's been important to him his whole career because that's the number one thing that he's done is made sure he got paid.
Yeah, he's got his zeros.
So
good for him.
And I don't blame him. I'm just saying, yeah, the money is definitely important to him. So I'm not sure if he will.
How do you think he feels about the wording? Because the messaging that we got, I think that was put out by his agent, is that message put out by his agent, some of the NFL insiders that we've talked about put this out there, too, that he wants to be a starting quarterback. He wants to be somewhere where he can be a starter. Here you have Coach Raheem Morris saying,
I want to be 6 foot four and a millionaire.
I was
going
to say, I'd like to have abs. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying, how do you think he's feeling?
We all have wants in life, and his wants are a lot less than the rest of us by what he's being paid to just sit there.
To be disappointed. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really care what he wants. I'll be just frank about it. It
doesn't sound like Falcons do either.
You remember that? I know you guys probably haven't seen Goodfellas, but there's a part.
Way to make a judgment.
Well, every time I mention a movie, no one's ever seen it.
I've seen it, but continue.
There's a part in the movie where they talk about going in business with the mob. And when you make a deal with them, they don't care. Blank you, pay me. Blank you, pay me. And the Falcons are like, blank you. Either you go where we send you or you sit on our bench. We don't care. We've already paid you. And that's why, Cousins' feelings really don't matter to me. And I don't know if they matter to the team right now.
Yeah. Your feelings don't matter to me today either. But you know whose feelings do matter. That is the fans of one university over in Conway, South Carolina. All right. Teal Nation, I think they call them. If you're a fan of the Coastal Carolina, do you guys know the mascot off the top of your head?
Yes, the Chanticleers.
Chanticleers.
I had a couple of games.
Look, man, so this news comes out yesterday, and it's a good thing it came out yesterday, because if it was today, I would 100% believe it was an April Fool's joke. But they put out the news yesterday. Our fans are the heartbeat of Teal Nation. We're always looking for ways to elevate their game day experience. Excited to offer, catch this, guys. We're excited to offer free concessions this fall as a way to say thank you for the energy, passion, and support they bring to Brooks Stadium every game. Now, here's how it's going to work. All right. Specialty items such as alcoholic beverages and food from the outside vendors will still cost money, but fans will be permitted to acquire 4 free items per trip to the concession stand from a selection of hot dogs, nachos, popcorn, and fountain drinks. Free.
So it's
every trip.
Four items.
Four
you can
items
just keep going.
Every trip.
All right.
Every trip to the concession stand. Now, I have no idea. And it says they've partnered up with food vendor Aramark for this. And they have a plan in place. They're going to launch their Coastal Carolina Athletics app that kind of tracks how much you're getting, how often you're standing in line, and making sure that they're, you know, somebody's just not rolling up and, you know, ordering 20 things of popcorn. But nonetheless, free food at a football game feels so much next level to what Arthur Blank has done here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It almost is like, hey, can we get that too? First of all, how much do you guys love this? And second of all, what's the first order going to be of the 4 items you can get? Are you getting one of everything? Hot dogs, nachos, popcorn, and fountain drinks. I'm probably getting one of everything my first trip up.
Probably just do nachos. But have to think that it's got to be a bit, what?
But are these the crappy nachos that it's just like the cheese on the
probably,
chips?
Probably, yeah.
I mean, I'd take a hot dog, man.
I have to think it's got to be a bit more like efficient. Like, you're not waiting for people to do payments. So it might move a little, might expedite the process of getting food. Just a tad bit.
Maybe,
faster.
But I would say if it's going through an app and you're cashless at Mercedes-Benz anyway, so they're kind of doing the same thing. You probably got to walk up, scan the QR code, get your items, and move on. Maybe a little bit faster, though. That's a good point.
Maybe.
So maybe not backed up lines. You think you're going with the hot dog first?
I'm not going
It's hard to mess up popcorn. I'll say that.
I'll do popcorn. Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of concession stand nachos. I'm just going to – it's just – that
get a little chewy.
It's just that gooey, chewy cheese and stale
is
chips.
Is it real cheese even? I don't know.
No, it's just
definitely
that.
Not.
It's the
bag cheese.
Yeah, it's absolutely bag cheese.
And I was being facetious.
Yeah. I mean, I'm good. I'd rather have a hot dog than that.
Just simply having free fountain drinks, though, is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll drink soda.
I have something I can pour my whiskey in.
Yeah. That you snuck in your mini and your boot. Yeah.
Now, could you, if we're doing this, could you just let people bring in food from home?
Good question.
NASCAR does.
I think that they are banking on the fact that if you step in line for one of these items, you might buy something else. How about that? You know, that you might go up there and say, actually, you know what? I want one of those double cheeseburgers also to go along with my free nachos and my free drink, the chewy nachos kind with the bag cheese. Anyways, pretty cool going on there. If you're over in South Carolina this fall, you might want to check that out.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.